This webcast is a service of SDPB. More information at sd.net.
Good morning. We'll call Health and Human Services Committee to order. Excuse me. I'd like to welcome everybody to the meeting this morning. And just a quick announcement, we will not be having a meeting Monday morning. So we'll announce that again, but there will be no Monday meeting. So I'd like to welcome all the folks that might be listening on the internet right now too, and please turn your cell phones off or silence them for us so there's no interruptions, and we'll get started with having the secretary call the roll.
Senator Grove.
Aye. Oh, sorry, here.
Perry.
Here.
Reed.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Voigt.
Here.
Davis.
Here.
Jensen.
Here.
Mr. Chair, we have a quorum.
Yeah, thank you. So I imagine everybody has pored over the minutes from the last meeting. I'd entertain a motion to approve minutes. Senator Perry moves, seconded by Senator Reed. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay, and minutes are approved. We don't have a lot on our, we have a couple testifiers. Just remind everybody, when you come to the microphone, turn it on, please. And then identify yourself and who you are representing, or if you're just representing yourself. So I'd like to have the pages come up. You've probably gotten used to this by now. Come up, introduce yourself and where you're from and if you have future plans.
I'm Marnie Baker. I'm a senior at Sturgis Brown High School, and after I graduate, I plan to go to University of Minnesota for mortuary science.
My name is Sammy Avaya. I'm a junior here in Pierre at TF Riggs, and my plans for the future are to attend the School of Mines and also join the National Guard in the process.
Awesome. Thank you. Any special privileges from the committee? Okay. Again, if anybody has handouts, we ask the pages to hand those out. So I think with that, we will just get right into the bills this morning, and I got to pull up the right page. Sorry about this. There we go. So we'll start with Senate Bill 76, repeal reporting and testifying requirements to the Committee on Health and Human Services regarding nursing facilities and long-term health care needs. Do we have any proponent testimony?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Sidney Davis from District 17. Senate Bill 76 is an act to just repeal the reporting requirement for this report. This bill does not do away with the information that is collected or the data that the Department of Health is watching in relation to the report. There is just in statute a requirement for the Department of Health to come to the legislature, come to this committee and say and present this report to us. Several decades ago, this moratorium was put in place because the long-term care health industry was booming and there was concerns about saturation of the market and the implication of how that would affect our state spending. And so this is why we still collect this information. We still watch it closely, but there's been little to no change in the data and the information. Again, we're not looking to get rid of the data or the information. We're just looking to eliminate the report and the presenting of it to the committee. I think it's a wise move to do this just so that our state employees can focus on the many important jobs that they have and can allocate their time in a more useful manner. I'd be standby for questions. Thank you.
And thank you. Do we have any other proponent testimony? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Lynn Valenti, Deputy Secretary, Department of Health. Thanks to Senator Davis for introducing this bill on our behalf. As Senator Davis said, this bill simply would repeal the requirement that the department present and testify on the annual report on the need for additional nursing facility beds or nursing facilities, we would still report annually and issue the report. We just wouldn't have the requirement that we would have to come to the committee to report that. And as Senator Davis said, really the issue of nursing home beds and the availability of moratorium beds hasn't been a hot topic for many years. There's many moratorium beds available for nursing homes, and we haven't had any requests for moratorium beds from nursing homes in several years. And with that, Mr. Chair, I would ask for your support and stand by for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other proponent testimony? Okay, seeing none. Do we have any opponent testimony? Seeing none, open it up to committee questions. Any questions? Seeing none, we'll close the questions and open it up to committee action and or discussion. Senator Reed.
I move due pass on Senate Bill 76.
Second.
Senator Reed moves due pass on House Bill 76, is it? I don't have my glasses on, sorry. I want to make sure I get it right. Seconded by Representative Perry. Any discussion on the motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think it makes a lot of sense. We're in a different time now with nursing homes and assisted living, and so I think it's good that we still will be provided the information, but I think it saves time for the department and the committee.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion on the motion? Say we have a due pass motion by Senator Reed, seconded by Representative Perry. All those in favor will say aye. Have the secretary call the roll.
Senator Grove.
Aye.
Perry.
Aye.
Reed.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Voigt.
Aye.
Davis?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, we have 7 yeas.
Thank you. Any objection to consent? Seeing none, we'll certify this for consent. So Senate Bill 76 goes on consent. Thank you. I am now going to turn the chair over to the vice chair, and I will present a bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 80, Revised Provisions Regarding Students and Trainees Engaged in the Practice of Funeral Service. Welcome, Senator Jensen. I'll take proponent testimony.
Thank you, Madam Chair of the committee. Kevin Jensen, Senator from District 16. a little background on this bill. The funeral science people presented into rules review that they wanted to make a little bit of a change in rules so that we can avoid having the students that are in the apprenticeship programs move out of state to get their final degrees and they never come back. So anyway, they presented in rules review, and it was determined that they didn't have the authority for that to make that change. So it's a very simple change. And it was after a review of the South Dakota Funeral Directors Association, the State Board of Funeral Service, and Department of Health all agreed that we'd like to see this fixed so we can try and keep our students and apprentices in the state while they practice the mortuary science. So it's a very simple idea. I think there's another testifier that will maybe add more detail. Thank you.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Jasper Deagle, and I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Funeral Directors Association. Thank you for taking time today to hear Senate Bill 80. This is, I always use the term when we are talking to legislators, and I'm sure you guys hear this a bunch of times a day. This is a nothing bill. It's a really simple bill. It's a cleanup bill. But I really want to express, though, although it's not controversial in any way, because I think we can all agree that keeping our South Dakota kids and students that want to someday practice mortuary science and be funeral directors in South Dakota, here in our state and not have them have to go finish the last year of schooling out of state, it's a really big deal to those students. And when this issue came up, I want to express my gratitude to the Department of Health and to the governor's office for immediately working with us to try to get this situation rectified and fixed so we could keep these students here to finish out their degrees. And so I do want to express, although it's not a controversial bill, it is a big deal to those students, and it was a big deal to those kids when this came up. And so I just would ask for your support on this, and thank you for your time, and I'm happy to go into more detail if you would like us to. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony? Seeing none, any opponent testimony for Senate Bill 80? Seeing none, we'll move to committee questions, discussion, and action. Senator Reed.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a little bit of latitude, because not directly to the bill, but I just think it's a point of interest.
Go ahead.
And whoever can answer it. Where are mortuary sciences delivered in South Dakota? You know, the schooling delivered.
Yep. So we do not have an actual mortuary science degree. You can do your prereqs in state, and a lot of students, as we got to University of Minnesota, Des Moines, those are the two closest schools that are around here. And so what they will allow you to do, so the last year of your mortuary science degree, because it's a bachelor's, for most people end up getting their bachelor's in it, you come back and you basically do a year of apprenticeship work. So you're working under a licensed funeral director, doing the embalmings, the cremations, under direction, and there's reporting that you do with the state board and things like that. So that would be the two closest schools. SDSU does have a pre-mortuary science degree, but you can also take those courses. And there are a lot of science courses prior to that, too, that wouldn't have to be there.
Thank you.
Any further questions from the committee? We'll move to discussion or action on Senate Bill 80. Senator Smith.
I move do pass.
Second.
The motion is do pass by Senator Smith, seconded by Senator Grove. Any comments on your motion?
I think any time we can try to do something to help keep our students from leaving our state and help encourage them to come back, I think that would be good. And I know we have great funeral home services here in our state that would be great places for them to do these internships. So thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion?
Madam Chair.
Senator Grove.
We have someone here who's going into that. We would like her to come back here. So I think we should support her and pass the bill. Thank you.
Agreed. Great comments. And yes, we certainly want to keep our young people here. So thank you, and thank you for sharing what your future plans are. So that is very relevant to today's meeting. All right, seeing no further discussion, the motion on the table is do pass. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Grove.
Aye.
Perry.
Aye.
Reed.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Davis.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, we have 7 yeas.
All right. With that, Senate Bill 80 will move to the floor. Any objection to consent? All right. With that, we'll certify Senate Bill 80 on consent calendar. And with that, I don't see anything further on our agenda. We, as a reminder, we will have no meeting on Monday. And with that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion to adjourn by Senator Perry, seconded by Senator, motion by Senator Voigt, seconded by Senator Reed. Thank you very much. And we will adjourn. Thank you.